on the line now, Fianna Gael's Deirdre Duffy. Hello, good morning to you, Deirdre.
Good morning, Noel.
Just what we're going to talk about. It's not a great start to the new year, this survey they did on litter, especially in the inner city.
Yeah, Noel, it's very disappointing, actually. So this is a survey, it's the final survey of 2019 carried out by the Irish Business Against Litter. And it was carried out by Untashka. And unfortunately, it's found Dublin's north inner city at the bottom of the list in terms of 40 neighbourhoods across 27 Irish towns and cities that were surveyed for cleanliness. So it's very disappointing for residents and businesses within Dublin's north inner city. And for us who live in the area, we know anyway we can see the litter and the dumping on the streets. Mm-hmm. And it really is a disgrace, and it's very unfair. And there's a big difference between the north inner city and, for example, the city centre. So certainly I think that we're going to, we really, the Dublin City Council needs to initiate some big measures to tackle this. Because, for example, down the Five Lamps area and down the North Strand, that's where we see a lot of litter from chewing gum, cigarette butts, but also then fly tipping like mattresses and things like that out on the streets. So what I'm calling for the council to do would be to really look at it in two different ways. There needs to be a very big high energy anti-litter campaign. And that would include making sure that there's enough bins in the streets for people to use, and as well that they're emptied regularly, because often I'm walking around and I see the bins are full. And then obviously we need very strong enforcement when people are littering and also dumping things on the street as well.
It's strange, sorry to interrupt you, you just mentioned there the Five Lamps, because it's strange it's so bad around there, because they have the Brink Centre there for the likes of mattresses. That's the place you can bring anything to. Some of them are restrictive in what you can bring to them, but the Brink Centre there in that area, the North Strand, is you can bring anything to it.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant, actually, Nolan. I was going to mention that recycling centre that I use myself, and Sunflower Recycling, they operate down in the north inner city as well, and it's fantastic. But I wonder, does everyone know that those type of facilities are there, and do they also know that they're free? And, for example, can people get their goods there? So, like, if we really want to tackle this, then the council is going to have to start thinking about new things, like maybe council trucks going around to different estates and arranging days where people can bring their unwanted things to a truck that then brings it down to the recycling centre, and making sure that people know that it's a free, publicly available service, which I think is brilliant, but we obviously just need a lot more of it.
Yeah, because the recycle centre here, Deirdre, beside us here in Coolock, just down at the police station there, I mean, there's reams of cars. I watch them every day going in and out, and it's packed all the time. As a matter of fact, I was astounded yesterday at how many cars are there, and of course a lot of them have just had Christmas trees on them. But what I'm getting at is it's so busy there, so maybe it is just the people don't know what's in the North Strand there.
Yeah, I'd say some people don't know, but I'd say that there could be an issue too. People just don't maybe have a car or a van. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then the other side of that, Noel, I would say is, so we need to make it easy for people to recycle and to get rid of their waste. But the other side of it then as well is the council does really need to enforce this type of littering, particularly the big ticket items like mattresses. Sometimes I see in the streets here in Cabra as well. If that's involving CCTV, really following up on it, identifying, for example, like what the guards do with road traffic stuff, identifying, like for this month, we're going to focus on the Five Lamps area, and we're going to make it very clear that, we won't tolerate any littering around here or fly tipping, and then following up and issuing fines, which they have the power to do. So that's the kind of energy and drive I think we need to see in 2020 now. To be fair to the people who are living in the area in the north inner city, and also the businesses as well, because there's nothing worse for your business than a bunch of litter around the place. And I have people in the area who contact me, for example, with photographs of the area and explain that this is happening. But unless the council really puts a bit of energy behind the enforcement, unfortunately, we could see ourselves in the same situation by the end of 2020.
Do you think we have enough street cleaners as well going around? I mean, you mentioned cigarettes and butts and smaller things that something sweeping like they have in the city itself, or the little machines that they have going around. Do you need to bring them out a little bit into the suburbs?
Well, I think, no, we definitely need to see some kind of survey or audit by the council about whether we have enough bins, enough of those sweep street cleaners that you're talking about, and people to empty them and to use them as well, so enough mm-hmm. council workers. And then I suppose the public, we need to know that information. So too often the council has this information, they just don't tell us, so we're not really too sure. So I would certainly like to see a very active presence from council workers and machines on the ground in Dublin North Inner City, so that people feel as though the council is taking care of our streets and respects the fact that we have to live here, and that we don't want to see this type of litter or dumping mm-hmm. around the place.
Well, you mentioned the bins, Deirdre. I know I've had a lot of people complaining that a lot of the bins that were in the suburbs, I don't know about the city, but there's quite a lack and a deficit of bins, and the few that were there, some of them were taken out. I know in my state there was two or three taken out. I don't know why that is, but that would have helped along the situation, wouldn't it?
Definitely it would. I mean, I can't understand why bins have been taken away. More often you're looking for a bin rather than tripping over them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Noel, I suppose if you look at, for example, I have a dog that I walk every day and, you know, take responsibility for cleaning up after my dog.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that when you're talking about bins, for example, in areas where they have bins for dog fowl, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
that you have far less dog fowl on the streets, and also in areas where the council really campaigns and focuses on streets. Up, for example, near my kids' school, there was often a lot of dog fowl, and we contacted the council and they really focused on the street, and people stopped because they knew they'd get fined.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put the bins in place as well. So there's no doubt that there is a connection between the type of bins that are available for people to use and how readily available they are, whether they're on the street and they're just there, you can throw your chewing gum in, and the amount of litter that's there.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely more bins sounds like a very good plan.
Okay. Well, I said, well, maybe put back the ones that they took out, and that'll help along the way. And incidentally, the survey about the Irish Business Against Litter, did they police themselves? Because a lot of the complaints you get from people is some of the businesses maybe not a part of the establishment, but you know, chip shops and takeaway foods, that causes a lot of the litter, this sort of thing. So do they police themselves, or do they leave it up to the council?
It's a good question, and they would, the council would also have powers, enforcement measures that they can take against businesses when they put out illegal dumping, or if they, for example, put their bins out on the wrong day of the week, you know, for pickup, and they could be sitting there then for a few days. And certainly I'm in touch with quite a few people in the North Inner City around businesses putting their waste out on the wrong day or leaving it out illegally. And I would contact the council in those instances to see or to get them to go out and to talk to the businesses and to enforce fines against them.
Okay, how often are these surveys done? Because I think it's mentioned that about 4 or 5 years ago it wasn't as bad as it is in that part of the city, so it's obviously gotten worse, deteriorated. Is it an annual survey or is it every 4 or 5 years?
Well, there's certainly one done on an annual basis, and sometimes there's other surveys done during the year. But you're quite right, Noel. I mean, I think most definitely the litter problem is improving across the city. And certainly they're saying that what they found in this survey, that the cities, there's a marked change in the cities of Ireland in terms of litter over the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because action and money has been put into stopping that. But then there's particular black spots like what we're experiencing now in the North Inner City, and then in other towns around the country where maybe that kind of energy or that investment hasn't gone in.
And you need heavier sanctions, do you think, as well, and can they be enforced?
Well, I think we should start with, it's pretty much like what you were saying there, Noel, about the bins. I mean, we should start with what we got. You know, put the bins back in, put more bins in place, make sure we've got enough staff to empty them and enough road sweepers. Conduct an awareness campaign so that people know that these type of facilities like recycling centres and other centres are available for them. And let's really try and put a bit of elbow grease behind the type of powers and the tools that are available to us now before we maybe go looking to see whether we need more laws. Because I'm not convinced that we're actually doing enough with what we've got right now.
Do you think, obviously, though, you'll be keeping an eye on things over the next couple of months, Deirdre, so maybe we'll chat then and see, have things improved at all?
Certainly, that would be good, Noel. I'd like to see a really good improvement now over the next few months before we go into the summer period, because people want to use parks and the canal and all the brilliant amenities we have here in the North Inner City, but it's just not enjoyable when there's litter and dumping around the place.
Isn't it strange all the same as well with the amount of CCTV that is around, that this sort of fly tipping goes on? It's amazing how barefaced people can be.
Yeah, well, I suppose if you're, you know, it's not right to fly tip like that, but if people feel as though they can get away with it, no, maybe, you know, that's why they continue to do it. So that's why we need properly invested and, you know, very effective enforcement from the council around this issue.
Okay, well, as I say, we'll maybe talk to you in a couple of months' time and see any improvements there at all. Thank you very much, Deirdre.
Hopefully
pleasure
not.
Talking to you. Thank you. That's Fine Gael's Deirdre Duffy.
Day.